Good morning, a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, we're used to cold and snow here in the Northeast. They certainly aren't used to it down in Texas, and what we've been seeing there is horrific. I mean, there's 47 deaths now tied to this winter storm and counting, many in Texas getting power back. But a water crisis is growing as storm damage spreads. Public infrastructure has proved unequal to the extreme winter weather, says the Washington Post, which is somewhat ironic in the energy state. I heard the discussion on the panel yesterday. I've been reading about this, that the federal government has warned Texas in the past to fix these things so that they wouldn't end up with these problems. And then you have the specter of Senator Ted Cruz now being called Flying Ted on Twitter because he left Texas amid the freezing temperatures to take his family to Cancun. He now says it was a mistake.
David, there's a lot to talk about here. The first thing is the word preparation. We always have to be prepared because what happens is that if you're not, sooner or later the dice will be thrown in such a way that you're going to come up short. Being a Republican state, standing, quote, on your own, Texas has always been independent, in quotes, and now we see what happens when you don't prepare. People die. So the fact is, you have to spend money in order to do that. You have to look at the way in which the national grid is composed, and you don't get out of it. You get in it so that when something happens, you're going to be ready to move. That is what's happening in Texas right now. As far as Ted Cruz is concerned, David, that's an extraordinary story. Here is this guy, for want of a better word, terribly, terribly mistaken, goes with his family and says, let's get out of here. This communication, it's too cold. And they get on a plane and they go. All hell erupts. People are furious. Our senator, who should be here taking care of us, has taken his children, left the dog home, and moves ahead to go to Mexico. But the repercussions are so great and so fast that he actually has to apologize and says, obviously, it's a mistake. It was a mistake to go. Yes, that's right. But are you apologizing because you really think it was a mistake? Or are you apologizing because you got caught? I think it's probably the second. This was a major thing. And I think that this is going to stick with him for years. You know, every once in a while, a politician does or says something that is so extraordinary that they get stuck with it forever. There are lots of examples of it, but let's just stick with the fact that he's done it and he's really in the soup now. This is not going to go away easily for him, although some advisor told him to apologize, and he apologized. Obviously, quote, it was a mistake. You bet it was, lying dead.
Well, and listening to the BBC this morning, perhaps apropos of the situation in Texas, the United States officially back in the Paris Climate Accord today. Of course, we do need a national, if not world, climate policy to help us lift ourselves out of this global warming situation.
You know, David, you and I have talked about this so many times. The answer is that if we are not, again, prepared, if we don't know where we're going, and we certainly do know where we're going as huge chunks of ice separate and fall into the ocean as global warming continues. The problem, of course, is that if you have an immediate crisis, if you have something like what's going on in Texas right now, which could well be a sign of global warming, by the way, but if you have something like that, we say this is a crisis, this has to be met today. But on the other hand, when it's long term and it goes inch by inch, as Pete's saying, row by row, and in the end, the climate crisis becomes a major, major problem. People die, oceans get warmer, islands disappear, New York is taken by surprise as the water pours into the subways. Each of those things has to be analyzed long term, not tomorrow, but what it's doing to us. If you look at the trend, and the trend is not healthy, the world could really be endangered, and we all know it.
Well, and with any situation, including the pandemic, if things don't go quite right, people get blamed. And there's an interesting analysis on CNN today, Alan. Nation's top governors under fire as three big states reckon with deadly crisis. We've been talking about the troubles that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo finds himself in when it comes to nursing home death counts. But also, of course, Republican Greg Abbott of Texas, which we just spoke about, and Gavin Newsom of California. So you've got two Democrats and a Republican, and the focus on these major states. And as the article points out, because when President Trump was still in office, he decentralized all this when it came to the pandemic and said, you know, you governors take care of it. And now the white hot spotlight is on them and in many cases turning on any mistake.
Well, that's right. And I don't know that mistakes are avoidable, you know, at a time like this, David. When you think about what the pandemic is and was and will be, you just say, is any one man, one person able to do this? So what happens is COVID restrictions are announced. We have that here in New York. We have a COVID problem, and Andrew Cuomo is blamed for it. And you can see that this is not an easy thing. The one thing I think Andrew should have learned and will learn out of all of this is always just tell the truth no matter how it hurts. It's so important to do that. Now, I will say that I'm getting a lot of mail about Andrew Cuomo, a lot of email. And I can tell you, 9/10 of it is supportive of Andrew. It was something that I had not expected to see, but 9/10 of it is supportive of Cuomo. And I see it minute after minute. These people are really ticked off that there are forces that are going after Cuomo. And they keep saying it to me, sinister forces, politically ambitious people who are out to get him.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, firmly grounded on earth. Thanks, Alan.
Well, not so firmly if you consider the snow that's outside. And in the meantime, everybody, do something to help your radio station. WAMC.org or 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206. We love you. We trust you. We know we'll all keep this going together.